Yes, we're nearly mekabel the Torah, gentlemen. We're nearly back there. It's very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. Do you know this halacha that you're not allowed to? I didn't look it up this year, but it does say in Hilchos Shavuos, it says that you're not allowed to do akazas dam. You're not allowed to do akazas dam. You're not allowed to do bloodletting on Erev Shavuos. So, pardon? Not so shaykh this year, of course. Yeah, it's not so shaykh generally. So why not? So because when there's a special. So if I remember correctly, the halacha says that because when the Torah was given, so then there was a certain metaphysical danger. When they received the Torah, then there's a certain metaphysical danger that you're not allowed to do. They weren't allowed to do any bloodletting during Kabbalah's Torah. So that seems to imply that since we can't do Akazas Dam even nowadays, seems to be that there's also still a Kabbalah's Torah every year still. There's still some level, pardon? Yeah. Teres Chaim says it, I believe, yeah. So I didn't look it up this year, but that's what I believe. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, I looked up this halacha that was mentioned yesterday about doing Aleph Beis before Birkas HaTorah. No, so what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisrael? You read Aleph Beis with the reception boy, a young child, and you do Aleph Beis. Can you do that before Birkas HaTorah or not? You don't have to learn Torah, but can you do Aleph Beis before? Yes, if it's Chol, so it's like Chol related, Hebrew language. So maybe, yeah? I want to know, if you teach a very young child, you teach him the Aleph Bet, right? Can you do that before saying Birkas HaTorah? Yeah, he says, Chirik Aleph E. Yeah? Pasach Beis Ba. Yeah? So can you do that with a young child? Or no, you got to say Birkas HaTorah. Maybe that's part of the Torah. Yeah, so for the child as well, yeah. So for the child, I think it's more straightforward. The child probably got to say, if he's a gelachinuch, then he probably got to say Birkas HaTorah for that. But for the adult, guess what? It's a machlokes. Shouldn't we have known? Yeah. So many authorities hold that it is that there's something intrinsically Torah-ding about the letters, and this is the Torah was given in that Aleph Beis for a reason, and every letter has got intrinsic. This is Torah. It is Torah. Yes, of course, it's Torah, and therefore you got to say Birkas HaTorah before learning and teaching Aleph Beis. Others hold that no, it's just it's not really. If you're just looking at the letters in their own right, it's not really Torah, and therefore there's no Birkas HaTorah required. It is a machlokes. What about writing Torah? Can you write, when you wake up and you had this unbelievable kasha on the Tosfos in your vomus when you were sleeping, and you wake up and you got this incredible, it could be a teretz, and Rabbi Kivegis kasha on Eruvin. You wake up with it and you just want to write it down before you even, you're not saying it, you're not giving a shir, you're not learning loud, you just want to write it down, a teretz, you know? Can you write down before having said Birkas HaTorah? Can you write down Torah without verbalizing it? Before Birkas HaTorah?
Well, otherwise it will get forgotten. You're worried you'll forget.
Yeah, I'm worried I'll forget, yeah. Can you write Divrei Torah? Or you go on the computer? Probably the same thing. Can or can't? Can't. Rabbi Yisai, Simon Mezayin, Seif Gimel Halacha says as follows. Hakoi Seif B'Divrei Torah, somebody writes Divrei Torah. Afalpi, even though She'einoi Koireh, despite the fact that he's not Koireh, reading, he's not verbalizing it. Tzorich Levorich, he must make a brocha. Why? Why do you need to say Birkas HaTorah on writing Torah? Mishnah Wenseif Kotten Dalet. Because writing is like thinking. Is that true? You're doing something. You're doing an action. So it's like you got to say Birkas HaTorah. Pardon? Oh, we're going to get to Hiru in a minute. But he says this is Odif Mehiru. We're going to get to Hiru in a minute. See, Dalet Zehiru. But this is even better than Hiru. Thinking is one thing, but this is more than thinking because you're actually doing an act. Mishmur speaks about that. It says, furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, what do people do when they write? You know, when nobody's looking, you tend to speak to yourself when you write. Is that just me or is that everybody? Yeah, so Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to end up saying, so therefore, you've got to say Birkas HaTorah before writing. That's only if you're actually writing Torah thoughts that you're thinking about. Aval Sofer, that's what you're talking about. What about a Sofer? It doesn't need to be a hamatic, somebody who's just copying. And he's not seeking to understand. You don't need to make a bracha. You know, remember, these are the pre-photocopying days. So somebody, it doesn't have to be just a sofer stam. It doesn't have to be a sofer stam. No, on the contrary, it's probably not talking about a sofer. Somebody just copying, you don't put it on a photocopy machine. It's just in olden days, they used to copy literally. So if you're not thinking about you're doing it, just literally doing the physical act of copying, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Ki ein zedei chlimut. Now, what he says now, I wonder how you understand this. He says, even more so, if you're writing something in a letter, and you're not really, you're writing a posuk in a light way, in a fashion of, not joking, it's more like the light way, it's not really the Torah thought. You don't have to. It's not Torah thought, and therefore you won't make a brach on that. Rabbi says Zev Dalet addresses the thinking man. The thinking man. Who is the thinking man? Zev Dalet. So writing, you make Mitzvah on writing. Hamehare b'divrei Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch in Zev Dalet. Somebody who thinks about Torah. Einoy tzorich levorech. You do not need to make a bracha on thinking. If you wake up in the morning and you had this incredible thought in Torah, you want to think about it, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah. V'adin says the Ramad Yochel Lifsoik din b'loy nesinas tam advarov. I think you mentioned that yesterday, did you? If it's just a psak, am I allowed to eat this cholent? Yeah, why not? Yeah, because the milk fell in. So, and you say, yes, how much? Just a bit. Yeah, but how much? Yeah, just a bottle. Yeah, so then, if it's that kind of conversation, you can do that before Birkas HaTorah. You can do that before Birkas HaTorah. Because it's not, you're not thinking Torah, you are just, literally just saying that Psak Halacha, that's permitted. So there's two chedushim. Rabbi said, it's a very important Ramah. The Ramah says over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, point number one, Hiru, just thinking Torah thoughts, you do not need to say a Birkas HaTorah. Point number one. Point number two, if you're just paskening, yes, you're allowed. No, you're not allowed. Chayev, Poto, whatever it is, just a clear psak, halacha, that also does not require Birkas HaTorah. Very big chiddush indeed. Now, Rabbi Sai, I want to first address the first point, which I find is perhaps even a bigger chiddush. Hamehar b'divrei Torah? What's the question on that? So when he thinks about Torah, it doesn't have to say because. What's the question on that? Einoy tzorich levorich. What's the question on that? Meaning? It's practical because, and you might be thinking of some Torah. Absolutely, yes. So yeah. But you're right. It's practical and easy. But I want to understand why not. Why is it a person, there's a question over here. Are you fulfilling, it's a really essential question that, are you fulfilling the mitzvah of learning Torah by thinking Torah? Yeah, no?
The
what?
About the Shnei Ilmin. They learn Torah, but they couldn't teach without
Okay, yeah, this is Gemara, this is Gemara. But I'll tell you, this is even more than a Gemara, this is a Pasuk. Where does the obligation come from to learn Torah? I mean, there's a few, but... Yeah, what else? Huh? That's right. What does Vigiso mean? Yeah, how do you do that? Doesn't it? Vigiso, Hagor is thought, is thinking. L'hagois, you're right, it's a thinking process. Rabbi says, of course you're fulfilling a Torah mitzvah. Of course, by thinking Torah, of course you're making a mitzvah. You don't have to verbalize. It's good to verbalize Torah. Of course it's good, but you're fulfilling. Of course. Of course you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Say, derives by thinking Torah. Of course you are. So, if so, what's the question? Exactly. How come you don't need to make a Torah for Mehara? Why not? Why is it that you don't need to say Birkas HaTorah for thinking Torah?
Because it's not an action. There's no action.
And therefore?
And it's not a physical action.
A mitzvah she'ein b'maisa.
Ein b'maisa?
Make a bracha on a mitzvah she'ein b'maisa. Is that correct?
Yeah, the emissary says, the emissary says, this question remains a bit of a problem. The Bialocha is bothered by this, and he said, therefore, don't do it so much. If you can avoid it, rather say Birkas HaTorah if you can for thinking. But to answer the question, really, what the Shulchan Aruch holds, the answer must be something on the lines. I think that's what you mean, that the Brocha was established on a certain type of Torah, which is a verbal type of Torah. The bracha was, Birkas HaTorah was established, formulated in that kind of way. But of course, you're mekayim the mitzvah even without verbalizing Torah. So the Birkas HaTorah has been said on a certain type of Torah, despite the fact that it's all the ways of fulfilling Torah. We just don't say Birkas HaTorah on that. So, me'ar b'tivet Torah en tzorich levorech, but you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Yeah, yeah, correct. Mr. Witzif Kopenhagen says what you were saying. It's not a thing. So, Abayisai, what about if a person in the morning wakes up and he wants a Birkas HaTorah and he says Birkas HaTorah, but instead of saying the subsequent psukim, which we normally say, what are psukim that we say? Yeah, so he says, forget that. I'm going to think about Rabbi Kivayig instead. I've got this interesting kasha. And he doesn't say the psukim. He goes straight into thinking about his Gemara that he's learning. So you're saying Birkas HaTorah. How does Birkas HaTorah finish? How does Birkas HaTorah finish? We've only said it some tens of thousands of times. But yeah. And then now, then we go straight to Baruch Hashem Vishmaecha. So instead of this, forget that. That's like the easy stuff. I'm going straight into a difficult kasha. I'm going to think about a Gemara. So I'm skipping. And I'm going now thinking about the Gemara. So does that work? Yes or no?
I don't think it works.
It does not work. That's right. It does not work. You've got to say it. You've got to verbalize it. The bracha of Birkas HaTorah has only been, you only yoitz the bracha by verbalizing Torah. We continue. Yeah, so now with regards to listening to a shiur, can you say Birkas HaTorah? Very good question. Can you say Birkas HaTorah? What's that? That's an interesting question. I'm getting asked, what about listening to a shiur before Birkas HaTorah? Based on what we're saying now. What did we say? We said that a meharer, somebody thinks, doesn't have to say Birkas HaTorah. So what about listening to a shiur before Birkas HaTorah? Say you... You go in the car and you daven down the road, yeah? And there's a shir, you go into, as soon as you go into the car, the shir go, very interesting shir. You haven't said Birkas HaTorah yet, you have to switch it off. You have to switch it off. You have not said Birkas HaTorah.
What about people who learn before davening?
Yes, they should certainly say Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, definitely. But what about the ones who are driving? No, you have to make the term for listening to Shia or not. So the answer is as follows, Abu Sab. Never mind the fact that the Mishnah says he doesn't, never mind the fact that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like Hamehara Einu Tzorich Levorech. He says that Hamehara should, you know, it's not, shouldn't be a Kula. Never mind that aspect, but also there is a strong argument to say that listening is
passive.
Yeah, but is it as passive as Mehara or not? That's the argument. So they argued, Achronim argued that Shmiah is a much higher level than just Mehara. You know, we know it from Shomea Ka'oine. Shomea Ka'oine is such a high level, it's as if you actually said it yourself. I mean, you know, Tkiah Shofar Yichiach, we listen, we have a mitzvah of blowing the shofar, we are yoitzah by listening to the shofar. Yeah. Okay, good. Good point, valid point. But nevertheless, we know the concept of Shomea Ka'oine seems to indicate that listening is just, it's not Mehara, it's on a much higher level. You know, if you're listening to a shir, you're listening to something, it's higher than just Mehara, because it's as if you're like interacting yourself. Yeah, because it's not just the level. Shomea Ka'oine is more than Mehara. So therefore, going back to the question of listening to shir before Birkas Torah, the answer is no, you can't. You cannot listen to shir before Birkas Torah. You must make sure to say Birkas Torah before that. Musa. I don't really know Rabbi Tatzis' style. I don't know, so I can't answer. I never heard him. Self-improvement. Yeah, so there is a level, I agree. There is Musa proper requires Birkas HaTorah. If it's proper Musa, because it, but there is something, nowadays it's very in. I don't know his style, but there is a lot of self-improvement, self-guidance, self-help kind of guidance. Yeah, but if so it's in line with Torah thought, but it's not Torah proper, that will not require Birkas HaTorah. If it's very much in line with Torah Hashkafa, but it's not, somebody just mentioned that, Benji downstairs, mentioned about history. History is incredibly important. Toldos Yisrael is incredibly important, but incredibly important, you know, he needs to know the history of Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't, Warren, it doesn't require Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, makes sense. So we've got a whole Sefer Novi Divrei Hayomim, which goes from Adam Harishon all the way down to the Neviim Achronim. That's part of Tanakh. I'm just trying to indicate how important history is. But if it's history in its plain sense, you won't require Birkas HaTorah. There is this discussion which is interesting. There is a lot of the Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh. It's got a lot of calculations. Astrology.
Stars or the star signs?
No, stars. Lunar cycle. Astronomy. Okay, there's a lot of astronomy. So what would you say? The Rambam has got pages and pages and pages of astronomy. In Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, I've tried it more than once. I can't get past stage one. It's really complicated. But it's astronomy in its purest sense. Do you say Birkas HaTorah on this? Yes or no? Astronomy. Do you say Birkas HaTorah? Yes, that's what they say. Now that it's in the Rambam, you say Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, now that it's in the Rambam. Yeah, they say that now that it's in the Rambam, it becomes proper Torah. Yeah, if you just do it as an introduction, which nowadays they do, because otherwise you just get confused, if it would be an introductory kind of information, and just to get into the Rambam, that would not need the Birkas HaTorah. Yes, I think Rabbi Mikdam Miller, I think, is real Torah. It's really, really, really Torah.
There's a book about which goes through the Yemei Habriya, but looking at different things to do with that day. So it look at, for example, the insects.
Yeah. That's that, okay. That's yeah.
There's not much Torah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's mechazik
yeramuna. Yeah,
it's
emuna b'tochen musa. Yeah.
It's different.
Must speak through that current events from the perspective of Torah.
Yeah, but current events, I think that's pushing it. I think current events. No, Rabbi said current events from a Torah perspective. Yeah, that's pushing it. So Rabbi said this is it. But what I do think is that the second halacha of paskening a shaila, that is the most paskening a shaila is okay. Now, what about the shoyel? What about the one asking the question? He's addressing the Dayan, the Posig the Rav, who said, it's okay. It's okay. You can eat it. You can, you know.
Is that only the Pesach or even looking up?
No. So he said, look at the words of the Ramo. The Yochel Lifsoik Din Beloin Esinas Atam Dvorov. You can pask him.
But if he's not sure of the Pesach.
Then he's Maharer. Then he's Maharer.
Can he look it up?
Then he's Maharer.
Or more than he's looking up.
Maharer. It's Maharer. Nechor, it's Maharer. It's a hill.
Is that not more than
that? No, I think it's hill. I think it's hill. Yeah, I mean, the Ramo doesn't like the. I would say it's Mare. But what about the person asking a Shaila? You don't agree?
Listening is also Mare.
No, because listening is like, is your... So what's the difference in, what would you... You're saying somebody checks the halacha, that's not Mare, do you think that's a deeper level of learning? Yeah, perhaps. I was thinking, what do you think? Somebody checks up a halacha. The Ramah says...
I'm learning but without speaking. Am I not learning?
I think it's okay. I think it's called Mahara. What about the person asking the Shaila though? I had a spoon, a flashic spoon, that I thought was flashic, that I put in a pava pot, which I thought was pava, which had something milchig inside it. And then, you know, I don't know, and the Shaila, and then you're asking the Shaila? Is that a problem or not? Asking a Shaila?
Well, if I need to know before I say Bokka Fatara, because it's relevant now.
Yeah. If you're asking a Shaila, do I need to say Bokka Fatara?
Probably, yes, because it's, you know, I say Fatara.
I say Fatara, what do you say?
I just want to know what to do.
So I don't, I always said, the Ramon says, you can pass in a Shaila because you're not saying the Tam. Beloin is seen as Tam. So I wonder, he also probably is not seen as Tam. What we must point out is Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin says, "Shatamu ikar adin she'ein elam adin ein elam ha'ar belibo." V'agro cholek al zeh. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like this. Mesvira de loygura ma'akore mikro belvad. The Tzorich Levorich says, "No. Even on somebody paskin se shaila. Even on that case, he needs to ideally say Birkas HaTorah." And finally, I want to point out the Mishnah Berurah over here. Are you allowed to do a mitzvah? Are you allowed to do a mitzvah before Birkas HaTorah? Are you allowed to do a mitzvah before Birkas HaTorah? Can I give tzedakah before Birkas HaTorah? Yeah?
It's a good
answer. No. I haven't said Birkas HaTorah yet.
Are you doing the
tzedakah tonight? Yeah, okay. Lekula alma says the Mishnah Berurah. Lekula alma mutar lasus eze pulas mitzvah kodim Birkas HaTorah. Afal gav de beis maase bevadu mehara bedin hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. When you're doing a mitzvah, are you not thinking about the mitzvah? When you put on tefillin, yeah? Are you not thinking about the mitzvah? Of course you are. When you give a tzedakah, you don't think about the mitzvah? Are you thinking about the mitzvah? Of course you're thinking about the mitzvah. No. So how can you do the mitzvah? You're thinking in Torah. The answer is no, that's push. It's fine. You can do a mitzvah you can do the mitzvah without, because the however Rabbi said, there's a very, very interesting bialocha in I think it's Tov Resh Nun Vav in Hilchas Dalet Minim, who says something very, very, very astonishing, and I don't have a full pshat in it. He says that you should not, when you do on Sukkos, when you shake the minim, he says, if you shake the minim at home, do you know some people shake the minim at home, yeah? In the sukkah? Yeah? So you should make sure to say, before you shake the minim, you should say, Birkas HaTorah. Bialocha brings it. Anybody got pshat in it? Nobody explains it. Bialocha doesn't explain it.
That's ladies as well?
Pardon?
Ladies?
No.
Well, because you don't, a lot of the times you'll say the Yerotzen has got
chicken. Is it because of the Yerotzen? Interesting, maybe.
Yeah.
But why is it? It's like tachunim, the tachunim that we learned, that everything which is davening related doesn't really require Birkas HaTorah. Davening, slichas, you don't need to say Birkas HaTorah really for it. Yeah, but you say that. Normally we say, yeah, we try to say it, but it's not, you don't really. He says you don't really need to. I don't know how about it's interesting.
No plug to people who are saying it before Hanukkah.
It's a loip look. Anyway, Lamai Sabai said what we have over here is a black and white Mishnah Berurah says that you do not need to say Birkas HaTorah for mitzvahs. There's an interesting be halacha elsewhere that says for Dalaminim, if you do it at home, you should say a big story before that. Okay, that's it for this evening, Rabbi. I wish you a very good evening.